Burma's central bank governor recently gave the World Bank a rosy picture of the country's economy, saying it would grow about 12% this year, driven by exports of natural gas and farm produce. The Asian Development Bank, however, forecasts a more limited expansion in 2010 of 5%. Experts on Burma, however, say neither assessment would do much to improve the lives of most Burmese. Alison Vickery, an economist from Australia's Macquarie University, says Burma faces widespread difficulties.
I'd say it's a mess. I mean, the continual kind of reports that we've had. I mean, the ongoing reports of that people have of putting food on their table. I think that kind of captures it. But anecdotally, that I would say things are gradually, just across time, actually getting worse and worse. For ordinary people.
Burma is one of Asia's poorest countries, and there are estimates that nearly a third of the population lives in extreme poverty. A Macquarie University study found Burma's taxation system was onerous, often included forced labour, the forced purchasing of goods and confiscation of land. Poor road and port infrastructure also hampers development. Hopes have risen among some economists and regional analysts that the elections held November 7th, the first in 20 years, may lead to more openness in the economy, which the military government dominates. But Debbie Stoddart, the spokeswoman for the rights group, the Alternative ASEAN Network, expects little change.
It's a crisis situation for many parts of rural Burma, where people actually aren't able to grow food to feed themselves because of land confiscation, because of overtaxation by the authorities, and just simply lack of opportunities. Most people felt very cynical and unhappy about the Burmese elections. The elections brought more taxes.
Burma's government is considered highly corrupt, and many governments, including the United States, have imposed economic sanctions on the government because of its human rights abuses. But that has not stopped some foreign investors. Thailand is Burma's leading investor, particularly in natural gas and oil. China also is a major investor and trade partner, especially in the energy sector. Burma's other main exports are timber and precious stones, which draw investors from Hong Kong, South Korea, Singapore and India. Bertel Lintner, an author who has written extensively about Burma, says despite the investment, the economy remains weak because of government mismanagement.
But there's virtually no capital investment in the country. There's no investment in manufacturing or anything that could really produce substantial economic growth.
Over the past year, the government sold off millions of dollars of assets, including ports and transportation systems, to businesses and military officers close to the top leaders. Stoddart at the Alternative ASEAN Network says that likely added to the people's burdens.
It's actually concentrating ownership of the main economic opportunities of the country. So that's going to mean for most people in Burma that prices will increase and their opportunities to make money will decrease.
But some Burma experts say the sales could dilute the military's economic power and help create an entrepreneurial class. The government's decision to free opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi from years of detention this month has opened discussions about whether economic sanctions should be eased. Aung San Suu Kyi has indicated she is considering the idea after years of endorsing sanctions. Critics say that as long as countries such as China and India ignore sanctions, they only impoverish ordinary people and enrich the leadership. But author Lintner says the sanctions need to stay until the military makes more reforms.
Sanctions will not be removed without any concessions from the part of the government. I mean, that's the whole purpose of introducing concessions in the first place. And unless there are some significant changes in the present policies of the regime, I cannot see that she would advocate a removal of sanctions. But sanctions are there for a purpose. That is, it's a political pressure point.
Because of the uncertainties over how the newly elected government will handle the economy and over sanctions, potential investors are expected to remain wary of Burma. And Burma scholars say it is likely the country will continue to lag behind in a region that has powered ahead economically. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.